Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic. Each weekday, we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, something to help you live up to those four Stoic virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. And then here on the weekend, we take a deeper dive into those same topics. We interview Stoic philosophers. We explore at length how these Stoic ideas can be applied to our actual lives and the challenging issues of our time. Here on the weekend, when you have a little bit more space, when things have slowed down, be sure to take some time to think, to go for a walk, to sit with your journal, and most importantly, to prepare for what the week ahead may bring. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Today, we're exploring a better approach to time management. Why time management? Because management of time is the most important thing that there is. Time is not your most valuable possession. In a sense, it's your only possession. Everything else, your job, your house, your car, your family, can be taken from you. Another way to think about this is, time is the only thing you can't get more of. You can earn more money. You can buy new things. You can make new things. As Napoleon said, space I can recover, time never. This moment is not just important, but all moments are important. And the time that we waste, the time that we don't manage well, is time we never get back. Seneca, one of the Stoic philosophers, has this brilliant way of putting time management in perspective. You know, he says, don't think about death as something that happens in the far-off, distant future that you're moving towards. He says, no, death is happening right now. He says, the time that passes belongs to death. It belongs to eternity. It can never be yours again. So in a sense, he said, we're dying every day. We're dying every minute. So then this question of how we manage our time becomes not just essential, but it becomes the main question. You know, Seneca says that, you know, if your neighbor stole a piece of your property or damaged something that you own, you'd be very upset by that. And you'd get it back. You try to get it back. But we let people steal our time. We let people interrupt our time all the time. And that's the thing we can't get back. And then if that weren't enough, if that weren't crazy enough, how much of our own time do we waste as well? You know, as we're killing time, time is killing us. So how can we decide then to seize this moment in front of us? Carpe diem. As the Latin expression goes, seize the day. The tricky part is that time is constantly escaping us, but the exciting part is that time is ours. Even when we're stuck in prison or inside during a pandemic or stuck at an airport while we're waiting on a flight or in a job you don't love, you still own your time. You still decide what you're going to do with your time. You choose how you're going to live. For the Stoics, it's this choice, the choice between using our time and killing it, that's so essential. As we think about time, a key element then is priority. What is the most important thing to you?
I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've raved about Athletic Greens before. With all the things we've all got going on, trying to work, stay healthy, stay strong, work out, it's hard to get the right mix of nutrients in your diet. And Athletic Greens is a great product. I actually first heard of Athletic Greens almost 10 years ago from Chris the Kiwi, the founder. He and I met through Tim Ferriss. He's a great dude. Athletic Greens has more than 75 vitamins, minerals, and other whole food sourced ingredients that make it easier for you to maintain nutrition without taking a whole lot of pills. You just mix a scoop of Athletic Greens into some water and you're good to go. They're offering my audience a free one-year supply of vitamin D. Plus, you'll get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Simply visit athleticgreens.com/stoic. Join us in making this commitment to your health. Just go to athleticgreens.com/stoic and get your free year supply of vitamin D plus 5 free
travel packs
today. I gave a talk
a few years ago to the Los Angeles Rams, and one of the team values for the Rams is keep the main thing the main thing. I think that's a great expression, and it's a key one to think about when it comes to time management. What's the main thing for you? Now look at your day, look at your schedule. It would be interesting if people had to keep a time diary. You know, when we're trying to lose weight, when we're trying to look at our nutrition, a nutritionist might have us do a bit of a food diary. What did you eat? Count your calories, track your macros. Where are you consuming calories? And are they the right calories? And then what does your exercise regime and all that need to look like? But where are you spending your time? When you look back at your calendar, does it reflect your priorities? Is it a schedule conducive at all to getting the things that you want to get done? No, it's funny. We as Seneca says, we are frugal in guarding our personal property. But then when it comes to squandering time, we're the most wasteful of the one thing we have the most right to be stingy about. And so when you look at your calendar, when you look at your day, what are you spending it on? Are you spending it on your partner whom you claim to love? Are you spending it on the dream that you want to achieve in your life? Or are you frittering it away on frivolous things, things that perhaps you could hire someone to help you with, things that responsibilities that you don't actually need to hold anymore, inefficiencies that you could address or improve? These are, when we manage our time, we have to understand what a precious resource we are optimizing. It can feel difficult to spend money on ourselves, to spend money on paying someone to do something for us. But if it gets us back our most valuable possession, well, then that's a hell of a deal. It can be unpleasant to question the way we do things at our work, in our personal lives, habits that we've formed. But from that discomfort can come improvement, can come a better way of doing things. If we are careless and lazy and keep putting things off and always deferring the day to which we're going to attend to ourselves, Epictetus, one of the Stoic philosophers, says, we will not make progress and we will live and die as someone quite ordinary. Look, the reason you have to be ruthless about your time, you have to be strong, you have to be confident, you have to demand not just of yourself better time management, but you can't let other people steal this precious resource from you or waste it without getting a return on that investment, is that you were put here to do something important, and you can do something important, and you are capable of doing more than you are. But that's going to come from focus. That's going to come from better management. That's going to come from prioritization, from the clarity that comes from knowing what's essential and what's inessential, from knowing how short this life is, from knowing how little you can afford to waste on things that don't matter. Me, I try to keep my days simple. I know that the more things I have in my calendar, the less time I have for my writing and the less time I have for my family. I like the white space of my calendar, that white space, that autonomy. That's me time. That's time to do what I know I'm meant to do. When I look at people whose lives are overscheduled down to the minute, overcommitted beyond any and all capacity, I see what Seneca said. I see someone winning, but winning at the cost of life. And that's sad. So we have to decide what's important to us, but then we have to make sure that our schedules, our lives, our decisions, what we say yes to, what we say no to, we have to make sure that those things are aligned. Remember, when you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. And conversely, when you say no to something, you can be saying yes to something else. So we manage our time, we manage our priorities, because if we don't, it manages us. And if we manage to waste this gift we have, this moment, this brief life that we have, well, one day we'll realize, we may soon realize what a huge mistake we made. And by then, it will be too late. As we close this meditation on time management, we should think of one final line from Seneca. He said, "Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day. Let's live now while we can, efficiently, effectively, and around the things that truly matter to us." Hey, it's Ryan. If you want to take your study of Stoicism to the next level, I want to invite you to join us over at Daily Stoic Life. We have daily conversations about the podcast episodes, about the daily email. We actually do a special weekend set of emails for everyone. You get all our Daily Stoic courses and challenges totally for free. That's hundreds of dollars of value every single year, including our New Year, New You Challenge, which we're going to launch in January. You get a special cloth-bound edition of the best of meditations that we've done. You get a bunch of cool stuff. It's an awesome community. I've loved being a part of it. I've loved getting to meet everyone who's trying to take their study of Stoicism to the next level. Love to have you join us. Check us out at dailystoiclife.com. We'd love to have you and join us on this digital Stoa that we've staked out together and get better every day. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.